a clothing reseller's transition from Poshmark to Depop. Welcome, friends. Welcome, community. Side Hustle School. So glad you're out there. Today is our Throwback Thursday segment, where we take an in-depth look at someone whose story has evolved since we first featured them. Last week, we heard from this guy in Utah. He's a solar panel sales rep. He earns all of his side hustle income through commissions. He rose from being a newbie to a top performer, earning well over $100,000 a year, working part-time in that competitive solar market. So that's pretty cool. Today, though, we're going to hear from a clothing reseller who shifted her focus from Poshmark to Depop. Now, what am I talking about? These are two platforms you can use to sell clothes, vintage clothes or new clothes that you don't want anymore, or for a lot of people, buying and reselling, right? It's a whole reselling market. Using sometimes some other platforms. They might be buying stuff locally at estate sales or yard sales, garage sales, maybe on Facebook Marketplace or other platforms, or eBay, for example. And they're then going to these other platforms, Poshmark and Depop, to list the items and sell. So she is now making more than half her sales on the latter platform. That would be Depop. Something I've noticed recently when I talk about Poshmark with people, I notice that it kind of depends on the age of the person, the generation, or maybe their style as well. Depop is kind of like the new young hip platform for reselling clothes. But of course, Poshmark is still doing the same thing too in different ways. So we'll hear about the differences between the two platforms and why Depop has been a game changer for her business. Let's let Rowan tell the story. I'll be back at the end with a few words of wrap up.
Hey, I'm Rowan from New York. When I first appeared on the show, I was mostly selling clothing on Poshmark. My journey as a clothing reseller started there, and for a while, it was my go-to platform. However, as the market evolved and I learned more about my customer base, I found greater success by shifting my focus to Depop. Here's how the transition happened and why Depop has been so beneficial for my business. To recap the earlier story, I started my clothing resale business on Poshmark a few years ago. Poshmark is a fantastic platform for buying and selling used clothing, accessories, and even some home goods. It has a straightforward listing process, and the community aspect allows for social interactions, such as, you know, sharing listings and following other users. And for a while, Poshmark served me well. I built up a bunch of strong reviews and enjoyed the convenience of the app's integrated shipping labels and seller protectants. However, I began to notice some challenges. The competition on Poshmark was fierce, and it became harder to stand out among thousands of other sellers. The platform also tended to attract a demographic that was more price sensitive, which sometimes made it difficult to achieve the profit margins I was aiming for. Additionally, the app's social features, while useful, required a lot of time and effort to maintain, as success often depended on regular sharing and engaging with the community. Seeking to expand my reach and explore new opportunities, I started listing some items on Depop. Depop is another platform for buying and selling fashion items, but it caters to a younger, more trend-focused audience. The app has a more minimalist and visually appealing interface, which emphasizes curated shops and aesthetic presentation. One of the biggest differences I found was the type of customer Depop attracts. Depop users are often looking for unique, trendy, and vintage items, and they're willing to pay a premium for pieces that stand out. This was a perfect match for my inventory, which included a lot of one-of-a-kind vintage finds and stylish high-quality items. I gradually started shifting more of my inventory to Depop and noticed that they tended to sell faster and sometimes for a higher price. To capitalize on these advantages, I invested time in improving my photography and presentation. High-quality images and creative styling helped my listing stand out. I also took advantage of Depop's seller tools, such as promotions and discounts, to drive more traffic to my shop. Today, more than half of my sales come through Depop, and my business, well, it's thriving. I still maintain a presence on Poshmark, but Depop has become my primary platform. The shift has not only increased my sales, but also allowed me to work more efficiently, focusing on the aspects of my business that I enjoy the most. I'm grateful for the opportunities that both Poshmark and Depop have provided. Transitioning towards Depop has allowed me to tap into a new market and grow my business in a way I hadn't imagined. And who knows, maybe the next time I return for an update, there'll be a whole new platform.
All right, friends, if you have not checked out these networks, you might want to do so. If you have any clothes in your closet you want to list for sale, Poshmark, Depop, check them out, poshmark.com, depop.com. I think they also have apps. In fact, they're predominantly an app-based marketplace. So that's probably the best way to go, or if you're interested in buying and reselling. And of course, the difference is it's not just about, you know, Depop is like young and hip. I mean, there's probably much more to it than that, but I am not a skilled Poshmark Depop reseller. So that's the kind of thing you want to explore a bit as you get into it. Anyway, thanks to Rowan for sharing the updates with us. Listeners, let me know what you think, who you'd like to see featured from our archives of more than 1,000 stories, more than 2,700 total episodes. I'm excited to keep bringing you more, of course. New episode every day, 7 days a week, goes out early in the morning. It's always completely free. My name is Chris Gelabo. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.